You're late.
Oh, it's great to see you too, Sir Lee.
Yes. Well, obstacles arose. You must pardon us. I heard. You want to tell me what went down exactly? I tried to call you. You heard? Then... Doll!
Dolly! You made it! You waited. For us.
So you do take instructions. Good girl. And you made it too. New girl said you got all shot up. What happened?
Well, I didn't so much make it as I...
Oh. Shit. She is sired. One of the malady. Okay. How? Let's take a seat, shall we? There's much to discuss. I just made hot chocolate, but... I guess neither of you drink now, so... Never mind.
Yeah, so... I died.
Hence the delay.
But I got better. Kinda.
Though she certainly took her time to rise.
There were holes in me.
I know. I'm sorry. You gave me a scare. That's all. And you're the sire, yeah? But again, how? Far as I know, everybody else's attempts are going just as well as they were last week. As in, not. I have no answers for you. Not yet. I had a suspicion. And a glimmer of hope. So I hoped. In truth, immured as I was by odds, it was all I could do. I shared with her my blood, and I fed.
Wish you'd warned me.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't fun, that whole dying thing. Not looking forward to doing it again.
I still freak out every time I catch my heart not beating.
I won't let it happen again.
I know. I know you won't.
Well, it worked, I guess. Good for us. What made you... Sorry. What made you think it would? The Codex.
The Codex, yes. I'm certain it has the answers. And these visions I've yet to decipher.
Maybe it's just dreams. Your brain texting on autocomplete, basically. They don't have to mean anything.
Autocomplete?
She doesn't text. It's so annoying. Who calls people in 2023?
Some of us appreciate the interplay, pet. But no. They're more than that. I'm sure. I feel them. Moments gilded in time. Fragments fetid and withered. Interminable. Yet they slip through my fingers as I reach to grasp them. They speak to me, but the words are lost in bedlam.
You'll figure it out. I believe.
What about this Evelyn Pierce character? And what's her deal? Why is she sending her thralls after you?
Not only her thralls. She was there the night the associates assailed me. The night I lost myself. But she didn't participate. She simply watched them tear into me. Blade and fang and claw. Watched with a wistful smile on her waxen visage.
Ominous.
Oh, very much so. She made herself known to them only recently. Shortly before you reached out to Mr. Page for the Codex. Yet already she has them wrapped around her finger. To make the matter more suspect, she is evidently an elder. Yet her history doesn't seem to reach more than 2 years past. No one knows where she was, or what she did before.
So we know nothing about her. Fantastic.
No, we most certainly do. The lost remains of the Cave of Horrors. The completed translation of the Euphration Codex. The murder of Edward Page. All of it matches what little we know of her movements. Much too conveniently to be called coincidence.
Then, Evelyn Pierce is our stolen mummy? That's the theory we're going with?
I believe so. Affirming her as a formidable foe indeed.
But if she's really that powerful, why isn't she getting involved herself? Acting like some kind of Swiss Superman.
She is involved. She has the ears of the associates, even if she's yet to strike a blow. As for why she won't come for me herself, her thrall, presuming the poor girl wasn't out of her mind, said something I believe answers the question. I am Evelyn Pierce's sire.
Holy shit. That would make you
more than 6,000 years old. Yes. Oh, that is rad. You can totally take her then, right? As I am, worn and wearied? No. Not likely. And I'm yet to unravel why she loathes me so. To remain in fixity for millennia, only to rise now to commence her crusade. If only I could remember. But enough of dour news and sour faces. I believe it is time for supper. Pet is yet in need of succor. Yet to have her first. How auspicious that we have these sweet, amenable treats arranged for us. Surly, I trust you'll take care of her.
I guess.
Doll, with me.
Hey, actually... I was thinking. I was hoping. Maybe I could have Dolly?
Pet! After all that's passed, you deny me this lush indulgence. Claim my Timilani for yourself.
What? No! I mean, just this once.
The girl cheats death, and in next breath believes the world is owed to her. The audacity!
No. I just thought it'd be more special. Since Surly's all... you know.
The fuck? I can hear you, you know.
Wait, no. I mean...
She wants the finest morsels all to herself. The greedy little critter.
Guys, I'm right here.
I just meant... it's my first time, and...
No need to protest, pet. I merely jest. The doll is yours. Just this once.
Oh.
Come, Surly. Don't sulk. I believe it's just about time for your refreshment as well. No?
Yeah. Whatever.
Pet, doll, do enjoy yourselves.
I think Surly's mad at me again. But it's not like she can hate me any more than she already does, so... Really? She really said that. Are you sure? Because she's always so surly. And I can't blame her. I haven't always been super easy to get along with. Oh, shut up! You know. You know better than anyone. And I kinda can't believe you waited. You know? I know what I said, but... but this was your chance. You could have gotten away from all this. No. No, I'm... happy that you stayed. I just can't believe it, you know? But I take it that at least means you don't hate my living guts, right? Or, you know, my guts, living or otherwise. Not too much, at least. That's good. That's good. I just feel like it should be you. You know, my first. I mean, if that's okay with you. Me biting you? Feeding? Okay. I'm happy you feel that way. It's just... I don't know. It's new. I haven't felt this before. It's... different. You're... important... to me. You were kind to me when I'd done nothing to deserve it. You showed me that maybe... maybe I can be more than just pet. Maybe I can still be a person. Molly. Yeah, that was my name. Did Surly tell you? They didn't think she knew. Oh, Mistress did. That night when I was, I don't remember a whole lot. What with the holes in my tummy and the bleeding out and all. Which is good, probably. I don't really want to remember that part.
and the little bits that I can. It wasn't a good night. But I do wish I remembered Mistress calling my name. She... I love her. You know? I love her so much, it fucking hurts. I'd rather get shot in the gut over and over again for the rest of time before going through that chasm between us again. When she's away, I count the seconds until I can be with her again. Be held by her again. Hear her voice again. Have her pour that honey in my ear. Her words are everything to me. She gave me confidence and power and purpose. And she made me feel loved for once in my miserable fucking life. She made me feel fulfilled. She was everything I was missing. But codependency is a bitch, huh? And playing the part of the thrall. Maybe it sounds crazy, I don't know. But believing I had all my choices made for me, it made me feel so free. I was in the hands of someone so much more powerful than myself. A goddess. And she chose me. Nothing I could do was wrong. And I was responsible for none of it. Or that's what I thought. I believed in her so much. I still believe in her. I don't know. I'd kill for her. I have killed for her. And I'll kill for her again, bond or no. But I'm scared of what that makes me. All said and done, I need her more than she needs me. And that scares me. I'm scared of being replaced and forgotten. I'm so scared of losing her that I sometimes wish I never had her at all. That's why I so desperately crave her bite. It hurts, but it's those moments with her mouth writing little notes of affection on my skin that I know she needs me too. She needs me. It's in those moments that we're equal. And I'm not scared anymore. But then the moment is gone and it got to me. I let it turn me into a monster. And that was before I was a vampire. That's why I need you. More than ever now, I guess. Because I don't ever want to be like that again. Not ever. So I need you to be there to remind me to be a person. To be Molly. I need you to be my anchor. Because I can't lose it again. I don't deserve you. But I'd like to. I want to try to. Because I chose you. That night, for whatever reason, whether it was the bond or fate or attraction or blind luck, I chose you. And I feel so lucky that I did. I want to try. Because you're important to me. And I'm glad you stayed. Thanks. Thank you. It means a lot. You know, that you gave me the chance. So, are you ready? For the, yeah. Good, because I am starving. Mistress said it'd just happen naturally. Just gotta be careful is all. I'm not just gonna wolf you down. Don't worry. I have drunk her blood before and all, just without the biting. So, do you have a preference, or neck, wrist? Okay. Okay. Neck it is. Let me get your hair for you. I'll just... if you're ready. You smell so good. Your scent. Your skin. I can feel your heartbeat through your skin. I hear it. The beat. And the heat tempting me. Oh, wow. I wanted you. Even back then, I wanted you. Oh, but not like this. This is... it's... I... What? What? What's wrong? It hurts? It does. Oh. That's not the reaction I was hoping for. Yeah, that's how it feels for most people. I just thought that since you're a match for Mistress and she sired me, we'd be two. But I guess it doesn't work like that. Oh, we don't have to. I mean, I don't think I actually need to feed right now anyway. I'm not that hungry, so... no, really. I'm fine. I'll just grab some rando off the street to snack on later. Ugh, Dolly! Please stop asking. I don't want to hurt you. Again. Not you. Not again. Not now. I... Whoa. Wait. Wait. No, 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 no. Shit. Shit! My heart is beating. Because it's that thing Mistress does when she... do you know? Fucks. And you know how hungry she gets after. And I don't know how to make it stop. Gonna be okay. I just need to chill. Maybe take a cold shower. Deep breath. Deep breath.
Okay. 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 It stopped. My heart stopped. Good. Man, that is a weird thing to say. No, it's not your fault. There's just a lot of figuring out I need to do about this whole vampire thing and... well, everything, really. Oh, but hey, I want you to have one of my knives. Oh, I have like 4 more of these on me. And I have powers now, too. I think, once I figure it out. So anyway, I'll be fine. You can hide them pretty much anywhere. See? So, you just press here. And the blade comes out. Stab. Don't slash. Go for the side of the throat, next to the larynx. Here. Or you could go for the armpit, right under here. Or if you can, between the ribs, to puncture a lung. It's not going to take down a vampire, but it's better than nothing against a thrall, and I'll feel better knowing you have it on you. Because... you're important to me.